Chapter 2. Preliminary Elements. The history of the world is a history of the struggle between peoples and civilizations for survival and domination. It's a battleground of wills to power. It's an uninterrupted succession of prolific tragedies resolved solely through the creative powers of the determinant forces. Class struggle is no less a reality, but of a secondary order. A people's long-term vigour lies in its germen, i.e. in the maintenance of its biological identity and its demographic renewal, as well as in the health of its mores and in its cultural creativity and personality. On these two foundations, a civilization rests. Contrary to the prevailing belief, it's not economic or military power, nor its social constitution or political independence, that in the last instance determines the longevity of a people or civilization. These elements are extremely important, but they are part of the superstructure. The base of everything is biocultural identity and demographic renewal. This is why the present situation in Europe is so tragic. For the first time in 2,000 years, she is quite literally in danger of disappearing, and this at the very moment she is awkwardly trying to unite, as if she had the prescience to regroup against that which is threatening her. Corrupted by the Western system she herself created, Europe is gnawed at from within and gnawed at from without. Domestically, by bourgeois individualism, the cult of short-term consumerism, infertility, devirilization, xenophilia, ethnomasochism, and deculturation. Internationally, by a population replacing colonization, by the Islamic invasion, and by her strategic and cultural subjugation to Islam's accomplice, the American adversary. Today, as night descends on them, European peoples need to consciously see themselves as a people, for they have less than a century to save their germen and their civilization. The 21st century will be the decisive century, specifically its early decades. More than ever, the old military adage, vanquish or die, assumes its pertinence. If the generation of native Europeans which turns 20 between 2000 and 2010 doesn't act, everything will be lost, forever, as the spirit of those who built the great cathedrals is finally extinguished. East Europeans won't even be able to aid their brothers in the West, for they too are sick. The coming century will be a century of iron. It will bring about an archaeo-futurist return of ancient questions, of eternal disputes, after the short parenthesis of modernity, which lasted barely three centuries, a moment in history's course. The coming age announces the titanic and the tragic, as an overcrowded humanity crammed on a sick planet engages its decisive struggle for survival. End of a regime and interregnum. The key issues facing the future won't be about financing startups, finding a place in the political system for women, or looking out for the well-being of the gay community, but rather about determining the outcome of the coming clash between Europe and the Islamic world colonizing her. Will Europeans remain the majority of the European population? Will they be able to check the dramatic degradation of the Earth's environment, etc.? This manifesto and its dictionary addresses these questions.